We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetty Osman, and of course, he's brought to you with Jif and Smuckers, with the help of Boys and Girls Clubs of America, is helping Jetty Osman eat a pro, or eat like a pro this season.
Maybe he's going to eat a pro.
Tasty peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Jetty, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Jetty, first off, do you like PB&J sandwiches?
I mean, when I come, like before, I didn't know anything about PB&J,
yeah.
If I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
But after, I mean, now I'm eating like crazy.
Will you ever look back? Are you going to take, when you visit family, are you going to introduce them to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because in overseas, like, if you ask anybody about PB&J, maybe they will be like, what is that? So before, when I was, I didn't even know about PB&J. But as I said, after when I come to States, I learn about PB&J. And I'm telling you, I'm eating, like, very, very much, especially before the game.
So let me ask you this, Jetty. So what would compare to a PB&J over in Turkey? Like, what would be the snack, a nice little something comparison to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? What did you dig over there?
Like, I think that people are mostly eating Nutella.
Nutella? Okay. That's big here.
It's something like PB&J for States. You know, like in Europe, I think that people are mostly eating Nutella, but I think that if they just taste the PB&J, I think they can change their mind.
Now, Jetty, this is a big thing here in America. This is going to divide the people of Cleveland, so I'm almost hesitant to ask you, are you a crust-on or a crust-off guy on your PB&J?
Definitely a crust-on.
Look at that. You know what?
That's surprising.
Wear them colors. Now, Dwayne Wade said that Dwayne Wade and LeBron are like peanut butter and jelly. So can you tell us who is peanut butter and who is jelly in that equation?
That's a tough one. I think that Bron is a peanut butter and D-Wade is a jelly, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Any reason why?
Any reason why?
Yeah.
So I think that peanut butter, I think, like, when you spread on a bread, you put first peanut butter. So I think that
LeBron's first.
He's the one who prepares, like, who see the passes, takes the rebound, who makes the passes, and the one who finishes D-Wade, and I think he's the jelly is the last one.
Well, and you can make the argument that peanut butter's more important than the jelly, and on this team, LeBron is the king.
I mean, he is the king. He is the king, yeah.
Hey, enough with the peanut butter and jelly. Let's talk some basketball here for a minute, Jetty. Jetty Osman's with us on the hotline. Jetty, what's it like to play with LeBron James?
I mean, it's such a big thing because I remember when I was younger, I was playing on 2K with LeBron, and, you know, my dream was always being to play in NBA, you know, but I didn't even imagine that I'm going to be with LeBron James in the same team. And, of course, there's D-Wade, Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Love. I mean, there's such a good players, such a good all-star players that I'm now playing with them. And it's really amazing for me. I'm very happy that I'm a part of this team.
For you as a young player coming into the league, like, what are the things you've already learned just by playing next to him and watching him in practice every day?
Like, first of all, like, he's a big, big professional. I mean, I didn't ever see in my life the professional like he is. He's such a positive guy. And he's, from the first day, I mean, I'm talking about myself, from the first day when I come into Santa Barbara or small camp before practices, Like, he was the one who was helping me all the time. I mean, not just him, all the team, but what I'm trying to say, like, he was the one, like, who welcomes me pretty good, you know, like, from the first day was trying to help me about defense, offense, and everything.
So let me ask you, Jetty, you got drafted in 2015. So that is right after the first finals the Cavs had with LeBron James back in Cleveland. What was that like to be drafted by that team, knowing that they had LeBron and that they would just come off a finals appearance?
So in 2015, I was first drafted by Minnesota, and then I get traded to Cleveland. And the day after, I talked to the coaches and the management, you know, and I was really excited, and especially that I know that this is a championship team makes me just work harder and harder. You know, I was working every day harder and harder just to make to this team. And when I get drafted in 2015, I had a contract of 3 years. And of those 3 years, 2 years was my guarantee in Europe. So when I finished that 2 years, I had an option to go out of the team and to come here. And that was my first thing that I was thinking all the time, to come to the Cleveland Cavaliers to be a part of the championship team.
What went into your decision to come across? Because, I mean, that's a big lifestyle change from going there to coming to America and playing in the NBA.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so when I moved first time in Turkey when I was 12, that's the time when I started to play professionally, you know. And from that time, my biggest dream was to be an NBA player and to play. So as I said, after that 2 years, I already knew that I'm gonna come. That was something that I want so bad. And of course, the biggest thing is the team, and of course, the players was a big motivation for me to come here and to play.
Jetty Osman, Cleveland Cavaliers perimeter man, guard, forward, extravaganza, joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline.
Jetty, I'm curious. You know, growing up in Turkey, and you say you play the NBA 2K video game and all that, so you're probably watching a lot of NBA and paying attention to it. How big is the NBA there? Is it you know, obviously EuroHoops is a big deal over there too. Is NBA what you focus on the most? You pay attention to it the most?
Yeah. I mean, believe me, NBA is really big also for the Europe. You know, there's a lot of people watching NBA. Like, NBA woke up in the morning at 4 a.m., 3 a.m., watching the games, especially, like, when it's a good game, like Golden State and Cleveland Cavaliers, which is the biggest rival, like, in the world, you know? So, like, the people are really liking NBA, and they're watching like crazy.
Jetty, who is your team in 2K? Who did you play with the most?
So, like, before, when I was playing, my favorite player was Dirk Nowitzki because he's European. So I was playing with Dallas, and of course, when LeBron and D-Wade was playing together in Miami, that was the team that I was picking up the most, I think.
Getting that this is your first season here in the NBA, what has been your biggest adjustment thus far?
So I think that I didn't have a really hard time to adjust because, as I said, like, the people here from the club, from the Cavs, you know, they really cared about me, and they helped me a lot because, like, I'm coming from overseas. It's been a 12 hours ride, you know, like, with the plane and that kind of stuff. It was really hard, but I can say that it was not that hard as it was in Turkey, because, like, I already know the English language, and I had a lot of American players playing with me together in overseas, so it was not really hard for me to adjust here.
Just a reminder for everybody out there listening, every time anyone uses the hashtag PBJLikeAPro on social media, Jif and Smuckers will donate $1 to the Boys and Girls Club of America until it raises $10,000 to help great futures start today. Just something we want to kind of point out there. So for you, you're kind of new here. You're certainly, as you said, comfortable because of what the Cavaliers have been able to do. But But in terms of relationships on the team, who are you closest with on this team?
Probably it's Ante Zizic, because he's from Croatia, and I know their language, so we're playing together in the same league last year, and we know the same language, and that's why, like, probably I'm the closest one with him. But also I'm close, like, with Channing Fry. I mean, we're always talking about the games and before the games, after the games, all the time. And, of course, the other ones, Jay Crowder. I mean, everyone, I'm really close with them.
Jetty, have you found any good Turkish restaurants in Cleveland?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. There's a couple of them, and it was really good. I felt really good when I tasted Turkish food here, because...
What's a signature turkey dish? Turkish dish.
So turkey dish. Yeah. There's a lot of it, but I think that kebab meat is probably something the most known. Yeah, in Europe.
So with that, you were talking about being able to speak Croatian with Ante. How many languages do you actually speak?
I speak four.
Which ones?
So it's Turkish, English, Bosnian, Serbian, and Croatian. Those three are the pretty same. So there's no big difference. And also Macedonian.
Okay. Well, I speak a little bit of Hungarian. Have you ever had it to the point where you're speaking another language and you're saying something about somebody, and then you realize they speak that same language? Have you had that happen yet at practice?
No. No.
All right, we'll keep that one on the down low.
Yeah, okay.
Jetty, one final question. You talked about being friends with Channing. Clearly, he is one of the bigger jokesters on the team. Is he the biggest jokester? Do you have to watch yourself around him?
Yeah, definitely. He's so funny guy. Like, whenever we're talking about something, he's always the one who will make a lot of jokes. And, like, even, like, during the practices, after, before, every time. But you know what I like? Like, he's always smiling. That's what I like with Channing, and that's why I'm really happy that I'm with him, with all these players. And, I mean, it's really fun to be a part of this team.
Jetty, excellent stuff, buddy. Really do appreciate your time. And if I ever see you downtown Cleveland, I'll make sure to buy you a PB&J.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jetty. Great to have you, buddy.
Jetty Osman of the Cavaliers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.